I'm Rob Cisternino, and we are back to talk about the internet's most interesting news stories for the week of October 11th, 2016, here on News AF, powered by Google Hangout tonight. Yes, how about that?
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Once again, we are back live here on the News AF. Gentlemen, how are you, Tyson Apostle?
Woo-woo! Hakuna Matata, mofos.
Hakuna Matata, mofo.
I'm in Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah.
You still in Hawaii? When are you coming back?
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay.
Yep.
You're still at somebody's birthday party?
Yeah, well, not currently. Right now, I took time off from the birthday party to record our podcast.
Okay, well, thank you for your dedication.
You're welcome.
Yes, and of course, a man who would never go to anybody's birthday party, the eye in the sky, Danny Bryson.
That's actually true. I did. Yeah,
hates birthdays.
Not go to a birthday party just last week.
Yes. What kind
he
of birthday
didn't go
was
to my
it?
My daughter's birthday party, but he sent his entire family to her birthday party.
Yeah. Boy.
Which, by the way, is a great move.
Yeah.
That's a
we
great move.
And
by the way, Tyson, my kids still talk about that birthday party. I was driving the other day, and one of them was talking about how the ice cream, some truck didn't show up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I rented an ice cream shop truck, and it never showed up.
You rented an ice cream truck?
Yeah.
And it didn't show up. And Danny's kids are mad about it?
Everybody, I'm mad about it.
They actually were talking about how mad Tyson was about it.
Wow.
Yeah, they were like, I was mad about
it. Dad, we got this. We were going to have an ice cream truck, and then it didn't show up, and Tyson was super mad. Yeah, Tyson was super mad.
I didn't think I showed that much anger. Yeah, I bet Liz just was like, Tyson's mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way home. Because I didn't show any anger, but I was like, that sucks.
Tyson, speaking of mad and birthday parties, I got into a disagreement and altercation with my wife earlier tonight, still about your birthday party after Aris was here the other day and brought up about how Nicole was concerned about nudity at his birthday party.
Nicole was about at Aris's birthday party?
At your birthday party at Aris's house.
Yeah.
Yes.
He brought that up or she brought that up?
He brought that up. He wanted to know if it was true that Nicole said she didn't want me to go to your birthday party because there might be naked women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Adult nudity. Yes.
Yes.
And how was that conversation?
Tense. Yes. Okay. But we're going to be okay. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
But that being said, very excited to talk with you guys here once again on News AF. All week long, we get so many news stories sent into us via email, tips@newsaf.news, and also in our Facebook group, Group AF on Facebook. And boy, these stories really were pouring in on Group AF this week, Tyson.
They really were, dude. That's probably the finest group on Facebook.
Probably the finest.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
The finest group. Because really, these are when you're on Facebook already, that these are the stories that people are already posting. So it's just like almost like the most like condensed version, like concentrated version of Facebook you can find, Danny.
Yeah, it's like if you were to give me soda and got rid of all of the worthless things like water.
Yes.
That's what it would be, whatever's left.
That's what this is. All right.
Concentrated AF.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Our top story at this hour, and here we are on Google Hangout, so I don't have a PowerPoint presentation for you guys, so you have to take our word for it. If you're listening to the podcast version, you couldn't care less, but we have to talk about the man who is taking the internet by storm. He has been declared the winner of the second presidential debate. Time to talk about Ken Bone, America's sweetheart. Danny, do you have the bone fever?
You know,
are you a bonehead?
Am I a bonehead? Do I have a boner? There's so many. Is that why they like him? Because the only thing I saw of him was him in his sweater.
Yes.
I saw a picture.
Now, that's if it. You've been under a rock for the last day and a half, Ken Bone is the man who asked a question about energy with the red sweater during the presidential debate. And really, he has just been adopted as the most popular person in America. Tyson, it's all well and good right now for Ken Bone. How does this story end? A, scandal. Yeah. B, does Ken Bone get like a drug addiction? How does this ultimately end?
Ken Bone has to strike while the iron is hot, so to speak.
Okay, if he's listening, what does he do?
Ken Bone, what you have to do is
put out a rap album.
Show offer. Yeah, put out a rap album. Keeping Up with the Bones is a new TV show that you should pitch. And everything from there will snowball. But you have to get something in the works moving. Otherwise, people will forget about him in a week.
Here's the problem for Ken Bone, because we see this all the time and the window gets accelerated from where William Hung got to be famous for months and months and months. Chewbacca mom had like a week or two, and then Chewbacca mom like started making videos about like different race riots and police and like Black Lives Matter protests and stuff like that.
It was a bad move,
really
political,
very bad. And it's only a matter of time before Ken Bone puts his foot in his mouth and the entire internet turns on Ken Bone. Danny, does that happen before Saturday?
This is the problem. When the internet spotlight is turned on you, people try and find out everything about you, what you watch on Netflix, what kind of sites you visit when your wife goes to sleep. These are the things that suddenly turn a man like Ken Bone, the America's sweetheart, into Ken Bone, leader of the clown apocalypse.
Yes. Yes. Tyson, do you think it's more likely, does present Ken Bone do something that gets him in trouble, or do we dig up a tape, say, of Ken Bone talking with Billy Bush at some point from way back when? What's more likely? Is old Ken Bone more likely to screw this up, or present Ken Bone?
I think it's present Ken Bone.
Okay.
I think it's present Ken Bone. I think he gets up on his pedestal and starts sharing some radical ideas. He's like, yeah, I'm untouchable now because everybody loves me.
I am
the red
Ken
sweater
Bone.
And the mustache. I am the bone. And
you can't touch the bone.
You can't touch the bone, dude.
Yes. Now, we do have an interesting connection to the one and only Ken Bone, of course,
a crazy connection.
This is amazing. All right. So, yeah. So at Ken Bone 18 is on Twitter, 150,000 followers at this hour. He follows 38 people on Twitter, Ken Bone. One of those people happens to be longtime News AF listener, Jen Manning.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I remember Jen.
Yes.
Does she know Ken she, personally?
I don't believe she's given the exclusive interview. if she's watching now, maybe she could tell us in the Facebook chat in Group AF. But I feel like that this has been brought to her attention. I've seen it in a couple of threads. And I don't believe she's given us a straight answer yet. How does Jen Manning know Ken Bone? And how is Ken Bone following her on Twitter?
When he hardly follows anybody. Did the bone have...
And what she says, her answer is that she claims, I do not know him.
Uh-oh.
He's a rando.
This is the
scandal that's bringing him down?
Yes.
Not that he follows women he doesn't know. That's the first little unraveling. If we go down this rabbit hole, we're going to uncover human trafficking or something.
If Jen's available to come on with us, do you want to get the exclusive interview? I don't know. I know it's late on the East Coast.
We want to.
Yeah, Jen, let me know. I'll send you the link. Well, even if we come back and talk about other stories first, let us know if you can come on and give us the exclusive story. How does Ken Bone follow you on Twitter? This could be the beginning of the end for Ken Bone. She says it was random at 1:30 in the morning that he was just looking around Twitter.
Okay. Again, I'd like to say that this is the type of oddball behavior that will lead to disaster.
So this is currently... So did Ken Bone have any followers before his little foray on television?
I don't believe so.
So he's amassed 150,000 followers after asking one question during the presidential debates.
Yes.
What was his question? Nobody gives
his question was about energy. What is your feeling about energy? He wasn't even the guy that asked, like, can you say one nice thing about each other?
And then
he wasn't even that guy.
Here's the other thing. So this is what happens. So he amasses all these followers. He starts scrolling through to look for the attractive ladies on his his recent follows.
Yes.
And selects Jen Manning. And now that is...
Well, we have to ask Jen, did she start following Ken Bone, or was Ken Bone following her from before this happened?
Oh, wow. If he followed her out of the blue without her even following him first... That's a real red flag.
It sounds like he's about. It sounds
it's
like
a real red
pull,
sweater.
It sounds like he is about to pull a wiener, an Anthony Wiener.
Yeah, he's get somebody's going to get Anthony Wiener. That's for sure. Yeah,
a real red Anthony sweater Wiener for Ken Bone.
Real hard.
All right. Now, interestingly, so he's been everywhere. He's been on like every single show. He's been on Jimmy Kimmel, but here is something that came up yesterday. Ken Bone has been offered $100,000 to star in an adult film.
Of course, that's the natural. I mean, that's the invitation given to every single person. And at first they scoff at the idea, but when they become desperate for that limelight as it begins to fade, then they end up, you know, in an empty apartment doing things they never thought they would have done for money.
All right, joining us here.
Not even money anymore.
Joining us here live on the line. It's been a long time since we talked to her on a News AF, but here she is via Google Hangout. Jen Manning. Jen, are you there? Yes.
Hi, Jen.
Okay. All right. Here is Jen Mann, one of 38 people that Ken Bone currently follows on the social media service known as Twitter. Jen.
Are you jogging? What are you doing, Jen? Oh.
Okay.
So through Jen, we're 1 degree away from Ken Bone.
Yes. All right. Jen, could you please retell the story of how you first found out that you were followed by America's sweetheart, Ken Bone, on Twitter?
I would love to. Honestly, it's an honor. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, you know, 1:30 in the morning, just scrolling through YouTube. And I see this adorable, you know, man in a red sweater, recognize him from the debate. Go figure, follow him on Twitter. Jimmy gave me the right handle. Next thing you know, Ken Bone follows you back. So I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's riding this out. He, you know, he follows everyone back. No, guys, I am one of 38 Latin Americans.
What a small elite group to be part of.
So,
you started following
as
him
as being a Survivor winner.
Yeah.
It's like, and in like 2 years, it will be smaller. As long as he doesn't follow more than two people a year, eventually you will be in a more elite class than a Survivor winner.
Now, Jen, have you sent any direct messages to Ken Bone now that he follows you?
Oh, yeah. I slipped into his DM and I said, sir, it's an honor. And on behalf of all of America, you are adorable.
Did he respond?
No, I don't think he's seen it. I think his Twitter's just open for everyone.
Open for business, yeah. Right. Now, Jen, yeah. Ken Bone, I believe, is married, according to my Google search, is married to Connie Bone.
Kanye Bone?
Connie
Ken
Bone.
Ken and Connie Bone.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So
Ken that- Connie Bone?
What a lucky woman. Honestly,
dressed him with the red sweater.
Yes, that's what the story is.
That was her call.
Well, here's the story he told on Jimmy Kimmel. He had this beautiful olive suit picked out, and that night he got dressed in it and he ripped the pants open. So red sweater and khaki pants was plan B.
Yeah, I don't understand though. Why did he have to wear a sweater if he ripped his pants?
Well, I'm guessing that olive suit jacket didn't go well with the khaki pants or something.
Don't you have combinations, Rob, in your clothing where you're like, if I wear this pant, I have to wear this shirt and these shoes? I mean, that's probably what he's got set
Danny,
up.
Danny, I wear the same pair of jeans every single day.
Blessings.
You only have one pair of jeans? Are they
no, I have a couple other pairs, but I pretty much have the same pair. And then that's pretty much it. I have a couple different pairs of shorts that I wear. Really, I try to keep it very simple. Now, Jen, what would you advise your friend Ken Bone if he asks you about whether or not he should appear in this adult film?
What adult film?
Ken Bone
has been offered $100,000
to appear in an adult film.
Well, is it just an appearance or is it like a full like dong? And what's he got
to
do?
Okay. According to the service provider called Cam Soda, it is a leading adult entertainment webcam platform.
We all know what it is.
A live streaming cam house where models share their lives. They want him to go there. And I'm not sure what they need him to do. Mm.
Well, if Mrs. Bone is all right with it,
they want him to take part in an hour-long broadcast, but they do not say what they want him to be doing during the hour-long. I don't think they want him asking questions.
Yeah, it's probably not an economic summit.
I don't know.
I actually would disagree, and I bet they would want him there in the red sweater and khakis asking questions.
They'll want
questions.
Him in just a red sweater, no pants, and a pair of socks.
Yes. Yes.
Nice, a bottomless.
According to this from The Wrap, they are asking him to take them to the Bone Zone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't do it. Don't do it, Ken.
Don't do it, Jen. What's the next move for Ken Bone? How does he maximize this? Where the internet is white hot and the attention is on him. What would you advise him to do?
I would advise him to choose. He's undecided. He needs to choose between Hillary or Trump. He needs to make his mark. And honestly, he's got this many followers. I think he can make the news again.
Yo, maybe he becomes a write-in candidate. Maybe we all just write in Ken Bone.
No. Yeah,
Tyson, this is what he does. Yeah. He sells his nomination to one of the two for like, I don't know. Right now,
I think
everybody's
it's a
watching
mistake.
Him. He needs to sell his nomination right now. Yeah, $2 or $3 million.
Sell his endorsement. Yeah.
Sell his endorsement, not his nomination. Sell his endorsement. Yeah. Couple mil. Do it.
Okay.
Do it, Kenny.
So, no, I think it's a bad move for Ken Bone because once he picks a side, he's no longer lovable. If he picks Trump, he gets, crucified by the left. If he picks Hillary, he gets destroyed by the right. I think that this would be a terrible move for Ken Bone. If anything, he needs to come out and endorse like Gary Johnson.
Or D's Nuts or God.
Your God.
No, he has to go where the money is, dog.
We don't know
do
that
what's
D's
best
nuts,
for your hey, family, Ken.
D's Nuts might have a couple super PACs just pushing in cash. We don't know what kind of fundraising D's Nuts has. You might have millions on hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think of that.
All right. Well, Jen, if Ken Bone is asking what he should do, tell him don't start a podcast about crazy internet stories.
He'll eclipse us in a day.
Day. All right. Jen, thank you so much. Anything else? Any other feedback on News AF? It's been so long since we talked to you.
Oh, my God. No, you guys are doing amazing, though. Seriously. I keep up the great work.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Thanks, Jen. Tell Kenny hi for us.
All right, I will.
All right.
Okay.
Great Bye. Stuff. All right. All right. That's the Ken Bone news this week. We'll see. Tyson, will Ken Bone be a thing by the next News AF?
No. He doesn't have the staying Maybe. Power of clowns or Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. He's only one man.
Yeah. Danny, by the way, that we don't have any clown stories today, but that, the clown thing is really becoming like just, not even a joke anymore. Yeah,
just because you don't have clown stories doesn't mean they aren't out there. And by the way, Ken could start his own clones. We could get rid of the clowns by raising a Ken army of people in khakis and red sweaters, and they'll fight the clowns. That'll be his platform.
Well, they say that that's going to be the most popular Halloween costume this year is Ken Bone.
That makes sense.
Tyson, would you be Ken Bone this year?
I don't think I have the proper physical build. Nobody would take me for a Ken Bone, no matter what I wore.
Well, get started. You've got like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Will they have Ken Bone appear at the third debate? Somebody's got to send him to the third debate.
Yeah, I think so.
These nuts will send him.
You really think D's Nuts has the money to do all that?
Yeah, D's Nuts is pissed that he hasn't been invited to a debate yet.
Yeah, okay. D's Nuts is upset.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. This is a story in our fast food news. Taco Bell announced this week that it will be turning one of its Canadian locations into an Airbnb for one night on October 17th. They're calling the promotion a staycation, Danny.
Man, I would love to stay overnight in a Taco Bell and just keep my feet warm by dipping them in a big vat of beans.
Beans, not the cheese. I feel like the nacho cheese would keep
the beans,
the
like
warm.
The little beans would just feel good. They'd like massage your feet as you stepped in it. Yeah. And while you're doing that, you're eating, you know, whatever you can reach, whatever's within, you know, which is
getting tortillas and scooping the foot beans onto the tortilla.
It's like a dream come true.
Yeah, if you don't stick your foot in those beans, somebody else is.
Exactly. You might as well do it first.
You may as well be the one.
Tyson, you've been on a lot of exotic adventures and vacations. What do you think about a staycation at the Canadian Taco Bell?
Oh, you know, I'd do it in a heartbeat, dude. I applied for the Airbnb when Conan was doing it in his studio, like the first week he was open.
Yes.
PBS. Yes. I didn't get it.
Apparently, they're also going to have movies, video games, and a Taco Bell butler to bring you all of your new Taco Bell steak double dealias.
That sounds like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it a contest, Danny?
I don't know.
It's like probably the greatest thing you could ever win.
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, why does it need to be an Airbnb?
Well, it's probably not really an Airbnb. It's just a sleepover.
Mm-hmm. It's probably in conjunction with Airbnb. Maybe Airbnb is like paying for some of it or something.
Yeah. Okay. And so that, you'll be able to have your steak case double dealia, and you can stay over at the Taco Bell and get the Taco Bell butler. That seems like an odd job.
Yeah, that is kind of
the Taco
strange.
Bell butler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who does he butler the other 364 days of the year?
Does he wear a tuxedo or does he wear a Taco Bell uniform?
He better wear a tuxedo or else I'm going to slap the tacos straight from that silver serving tray.
Yeah.
Also, can you say steak double dealia again? That's how you pronounce that, Rob?
I don't know how you pronounce it. Like a quesadilla, so a steak double dia?
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
What I would say. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've never said the word double dia before.
We need somebody to, anybody who speaks Spanish to chime in here and let us know if that pronunciation is correct.
Let's just hope that this Airbnb doesn't turn into one of those bad Airbnb stories where they like film a porno there.
Is that where they're going to film the Ken Bone movie?
Yeah. They could film the Ken Bone movie there. Or maybe it's like somebody moves in and refuses to leave and they can't do anything about it because Airbnb's policies don't prohibit any of that stuff.
Man knocks at the door. I'm here to fix the bean machine.
With my feet.
So you're worried, Tyson, there could be a squatter?
Yeah. There's going to be a squatter at this Taco Bell forever.
Yeah,
well, and he's going to get squatter rights. And as long as he doesn't leave, he will assume ownership of that Taco Bell within 7 to 8 years.
Danny, the last time you went to Taco Bell, you were a squatter too, right?
Always.
Danny's a hoverer.
Hoverer.
I would call it squat. Squat makes it sound like I'm one of those Chinese people who stands on top of the toilet seat.
Yeah, no,
and
he's
they put up those placards that say, don't stand on the toilet seat. I love Taco Bell. This would be a dream come true.
Yeah. How much Mountain Dew can the butler bring you?
I'm more interested in the Baja Blast, which is a slushy version of the Mountain Dew.
They have that at Taco Bell?
Yeah, I'd probably consume it until it killed me.
Oh, my God.
What a sweet way to go out.
Is that what you currently do?
Yeah, well, but it's a much slower process.
It's a much slower death because I only have 10 a day.
All right. In other fast food news, Britain, in England, KFC announced that 10 of its UK stores will introduce a brand new breakfast menu. And the menu will be available from 6 to 10. And hopefully will not include the a chicken that was bothering the motorists in the UK also.
Well, that doesn't seem to help me out at all. One, the restaurants are in the UK. Two, the breakfast service stops at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Get your act together, KFC.
No, here's the problem. I don't want to eat breakfast while smelling dinner.
Oh, okay.
Well, how do you know that it's going to smell like dinner?
Because they fry so much chicken, everything in that restaurant has absorbed the fried chicken.
Fried chicken is not only dinner food. That's where the misconception is, Danny. You need to teach your olfactory that.
I have had
retrain your olfactory.
Waffles and fried chicken, and it was good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going in to get specifically breakfast, I don't want to smell that. While I'm eating breakfast. I'm sorry.
Well, one of the breakfast items is called the Chicken AM. It's the original recipe fried chicken, bacon, cheese, and an egg served on a floured bun. So, Danny, would you eat fried chicken for breakfast?
No.
No.
I would.
You would? Only if you were up all night, or you would wake up and then eat that?
I would wake up and eat that.
Mm.
It's just, we haven't been conditioned to eat fried chicken in the morning. It's going to take 100 years of slowly working the human race into fried chicken in the morning before we can stomach it.
They also have coffee.
You know what Koreans
KFC.
Eat for breakfast?
What?
Kimchi.
Kimchi.
Probably. Germans eat that sauerkraut for breakfast, I bet. God damn, dude. And we can't even eat a single secret recipe Colonel's deluxe breakfast sandwich. Come on.
I don't think Tyson. I can.
Do you have any issue with eating chicken and eggs at the same time? I know a lot of people get grossed out by that.
The baby and the mom together?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You don't mind
I mean,
it?
I should.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Tyson likes to eat chicken and eggs and strangle a rooster at the same time. So he's getting the whole family.
Now, I try to eat vegetarian-ish, but... Yeah. I'm not super strict about it.
All right.
I'm stricter than Aris, but I'm less strict than Aris in telling people.
You know what Aris and I ate when he came to my house the other day?
A whole side of beef?
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yeah, In-N-Out Burger. Did he pick the burgers up, or did you guys go get them?
No, he brought them to my house.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's cool. It sounds like he's trying to win you over as your new best friend.
I think, well, nobody's ever come to my house before and brought me lunch. That's never happened before.
I was going to bring you pizza, I think.
Yeah. I think we're going to order a pizza once.
We're going to order a pizza.
Yeah. And Aris said he had to go. You guys needed to go.
He was trying to ruin it so that he could do that at a later date with a burger.
It's like, that's a good move.
That's a good move.
I can do that later.
I can't get food. I have to go.
He waited a year for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, another fast food story. One of the top McDonald's franchisees claims a new study that says only 1 in 5 millennials have ever tried a Big Mac. Danny, are you buying or selling this?
I saw this article, and I had read something months ago about how they lied. Millennials lie about what they eat. They say they go to Chipotle, but they actually do go to McDonald's.
Millennials.
Yeah, they want to seem like they're super awesome, like they go to Shake Shack and Chipotle, which I don't know why that makes you awesome.
Right.
But they actually do go to McDonald's, so I don't believe this.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting, because here's an interesting fact about Tyson Apostle.
Okay.
I've never had a Big Mac.
You know what? I don't know if I've... I think maybe I might have had one when I was younger, but I that's just not what I would get at McDonald's.
Guys, I had my first Big Mac 5 years ago. and it was delicious.
Yes.
And how many have you had since?
Probably I get maybe 30 a year.
30, wow. 30 Big Macs a year.
I'm guessing. I'm being on the high end of the guess, but
you know, I don't like the bun in the middle.
Yeah, it's kind of messy.
I don't like that secret sauce. It's just Thousand Island mixed with mayo.
That makes sense. For Tyson, it makes sense. Tyson doesn't like the sauce. He doesn't. He gets salad. He gets it with the minimal amount of whatever dressing.
Yeah.
It can't be a thick dressing. So I get that with Tyson. But Rob, why don't you get it? Just because the bun in the middle? I mean, the extra carbs.
Yeah, I would rather have like a quarter pounder with cheese or something like that from McDonald's rather than the Big Mac.
Oh, they have that too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't, you can just order that one instead.
Yeah, I don't need two burgers and an extra bun. I'm good with just one burger.
But what if you're in a mass building phase?
When was I in a mass building phase?
I don't know. You're
phase?
Trying to build mass, you know, to get some meat on your frame so you can swallow.
Well, you're like bulking. Because when you bulk, what you have to do is you have to gain all that weight first and then turn that extra fat into muscle.
So is that what you
that's
do?
How you get swole. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm halfway there. So I don't know. The millennials are saying that they're not eating it, but I do think that there is something to that. I've heard that before where millennials will say that they're, they're eating healthier things, but then actually not eating them.
Yeah, exactly. They have this idea.
A bunch of liars.
Yeah, they have this idea of how they should appear, but very few of them live up to that.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, everybody gives them a trophy for participating.
Is that what happened?
I guess that's what somebody told me happens. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, only 11%. Only a 1 in 5, I'm sorry. So the burger sales for the Big Mac have declined significantly because of people's preference for quality fresh ingredients, and millennials tend to like competitors like Shake Shack and Five Guys.
Five Guys?
Shake Shack and Five Guys.
By the way, Five Guys is for rich people because the cost of Five Guys is twice what McDonald's is.
Yeah. Okay.
So where are all these millennials getting their money?
They have a $1.99 menu at Five
Guys.
Their
parents?
No. Their hamburgers are like $7. It's ridiculous.
$7 hamburger?
Their parents.
Their parents, yes. I mean, I still get my money from my parents. So.
And you're not even a millennial.
No. Yeah. No.
But you have siblings that are.
Yeah. I've got one. And he eats at McDonald's, I think. He eats at Taco Bell mostly. So I guess the study's totally wrong, according to the one
and
person I know.
And he's perfectly healthy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Tyson, when you text, do you use the word... Tyson, when you text, do you use the word U, Y-O-U, or do you text the letter U?
I don't text the letter U.
I text the letter U.
Okay.
You do?
Yeah.
That's so millennial of you, bro.
Actually, it's really lazy, and sometimes I'm embarrassed by it, but I just can't help. I hate texting in general.
That's because if you had a keyboard that had swipe technologies,
yeah,
it's not that
much actually
different.
Would be true. Swipe does
I have
make
swipe
it
technologies.
Easier.
Yeah.
Tyson, you don't have that Samsung Note, do you? The Galaxy Note?
No, I don't have that. My brother has that.
Yeah, well, what's he doing? He's got to return it.
Probably spontaneously combusted. He's tried returning it about 10 times, and T-Mobile keeps telling him to come back the next day.
Yeah, because they don't want it in the store.
Now they're giving people in the gloves in a fireproof bag to return their Samsung Note 7s.
Mm.
Yeah, it's out of control. Josie, who's my brother, he still uses it, and he's... He said that when they go into the T-Mobile store... to transfer all your stuff, they make you go stand outside instead of inside the store.
They should have like those bomb exploding robots come and take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you light your cigarette with your Samsung?
Yeah, that's one of the
it
apps.
It shoots out of the little, headphone port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I want to see. I want to see somebody on a Samsung Note riding a hoverboard, Tyson, at the same time.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Which would explode first?
You're going to see members
of... You just go and go and go until one starts on fire.
You're going to see members of ISIS on like hoverboards with Samsungs.
Yeah. That would be the plan?
Yeah.
This is your plan to knock out ISIS, Danny, to send them all the Samsung notes?
I thought they would use it, but you're right. We could use it too.
Yeah.
Like, they would use it against us?
Yeah. No. We would send them all to... I don't know. Wherever. Okay. And then we would, and then we could just tell them like, hey, free smartphones.
Yeah.
Actually, not a bad idea. Do some airdrops of the smartphones. And
right.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Rob. Why don't you work for the Department of Defense?
This is because
they have a big presence on social media. They need to be able to, you know, reach out to, you know, get their propaganda out there.
Yeah.
This is what we need to do. You you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 or whatever it is.
Yes.
And you go in and download as many apps as you can and then shut the phone off so that when you restart it, it starts downloading all these apps that had never finished downloading. So then it overworks and you've got like a 98% chance it's going to start on fire within 2 minutes of restarting up the phone.
Could you imagine this is perfect for the show 24? Jack Bauer gets a phone. He turns it on to find out what secret messages were being passed through the phone. And he sees the apps all updating at the same time.
The apps are all updating. Get out of here.
The phone is overheating. It's going to explode as he throws the phone and zooms off on a hoverboard.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so great. Tyson, put that in your book.
Okay.
That's a good scene.
Thank you.
All right. A story comes to us. Jeffrey Hearn emailed us this story about burrito delivering drones are currently being tested in Virginia. The Alphabet company, I believe that's the parent company of Google, Tyson.
Google.
Yes.
Yeah.
They claim drones could be used for many purposes in the future, such as delivering medicine during natural disasters. But for right now, they're dropping burritos on college campuses.
I like that. That was their statement. Yes. They can deliver other things besides burritos, believe it or not.
Burritos are safe because if a burrito falls out of the sky and smacks you in the head, you kind of laugh it off. But if like a package of hypodermic needles fall out of a drone and land on your head, it's not so funny.
Can they start using the drones to go pick up all of the Samsung Galaxy Notes from people? Would that be a good use?
Samsung drones picking up Samsung Galaxy Note 7s? That's just,
asking for trouble.
A disaster. Yeah.
A bunch of kamikaze drones with exploding Samsungs.
Yeah. So is there a better food item that drones could be delivering than burritos? Or that's perfect, Danny.
I like burritos. I mean, they're tightly wrapped. But they aren't
not
so
messy.
Hard that they'll kill you if they hit you. They'll explode. And at first you'll be like, what? And then you're like, oh, it's a burrito. And then you'll eat the beans off your face.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Would you prefer a burrito or a steak double dealia delivered to you?
You can do one of each.
One of each.
What about a hamburger? I don't think a hamburger would. I think burritos stay
hamburgers don't
longer.
Transport. Yeah.
They don't transport well.
But now, would a millennial eat a Big Mac if it came on a drone, Tyson?
If they were allowed to tell everybody it was a Chipotle burrito.
And the drone fed it to them.
Yeah.
While they were napping. Yeah. God damn millennials, you're so lazy.
We're really hard on millennials, but we were the millennials not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
Other generation.
I used to be the most lazy.
So, Tyson, I know you are not an Apple guy. You prefer all
I'm
things.
I'm on a Mac right now.
Yeah, I know, but it must be killing you.
It is inside every day.
So a company that makes Apple accessories has released a new scented candle, which is designed to smell exactly like a new Mac computer.
I bet Google did this 10 years ago and we just didn't know about it. And now these guys are like, oh, we invented this.
would you light that candle, Tyson? Would you hold your Samsung Galaxy Note 7 next to the wick to light
until it started on fire? Yeah, I would.
Danny, would you get a Mac store candle?
Hey, I just thought of a conspiracy theory. How do we know that Apple computers aren't corrupting the Samsung phones? You know?
How
so? Right? Like a lot of people who own the Samsung phone probably use Apple computers, and maybe through Bluetooth or something like that, they're going out and frying these Samsung. It's all just a ploy by.
You think the Galaxy Notes are being hacked by Mac users?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Just I'm throwing that out there, right? We live in an age of conspiracy theories. This is
yeah. Remember when Volkswagen did that whole thing with their clean burning diesel fuel? Mm-hmm. And yeah. So now you've got this thing where it's like, oh, I just need to plug my Samsung into my Mac. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the Mac has been designed to send a virus to the Samsung. It's called the fire virus.
It's like a sexually transmitted disease for computers. Yeah.
So once the, and then the Samsung phone starts on fire within days.
Yeah.
I just throwing that out there.
Danny, the Apple Store candle or the new Mac candle costs $24.
Sounds about right. I'm surprised it doesn't cost $100.
Would you buy 12? A used Mac and then could you just buy the candle?
Does the candle smell like consumer guilt? Like when you light it up, does it make you feel bad about all the money you spend on overpriced products?
Like candles?
And the kids that worked on your computer to make it work.
Yeah. The candle must be a big hit because it's currently out of stock, Tyson.
Well, of course, like all
Apple that's products. What they make you. Yeah, that's what they make you believe. But actually, they haven't even started making the product yet.
Will Samsung come out with a candle, Tyson?
Yeah, because you know what? Brand new electronics all pretty much smell the same.
Yeah.
I can't even identify a smell of a brand new. It's the packaging, I'm sure, that smells, but I can't think of what a new Mac would smell like.
Mm. No, new computers do smell.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never noticed.
I guess so. Samsung Galaxy candle smells like burnt electronics. Not popular.
And burning hair, because a lot of them, they do catch some hair on fire.
That's a great smell. You burning really want plastic. That permeating your whole entire house.
Yeah. Terrible. Okay. And then one other story of note. One of our listeners, Matt, I'll hold his last name in case he doesn't want to let us too many people know about this. He tells us about a new medical procedure that is becoming very popular with men. There is a new procedure called scrotox. Scrotox, Tyson.
Yeah.
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 What
makes sense?
What it does is an injection of Botox into the scrotal sac. It does a couple different things. One, reduces sweating.
Yes. For those of us that don't know what a scrotal sac is, do you have a more layman's term that maybe we used in junior high?
That's the area where the testes are.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the ball sack.
Yes. Very, very similar. Similar.
Okay. Got it.
So the Botox injection does a couple things. It decreases sweating. It reduces wrinkles. And it also makes it appear larger.
Yeah.
Appear larger or it actually is larger? Is it like
I'm not sure if it's an optical illusion.
Desert? Yeah. Actually larger.
Yes, I believe like, yes. What it does is that it shrinks the penis and then so it makes the scrotal sac appear larger. Yeah.
Okay.
In comparison. That's a great strategy. That's just what every man wants. Wow, that's huge. But the other thing,
I'm all ball.
I'm all ball, baby.
Yeah. So this procedure costs $3,500.
Whoa.
And people are going crazy that the requests have doubled in the past year.
I could buy like 150 Mac candles or something.
Yeah. Those low water consumption toilets cost way less than that. So if that's your issue is your balls tucked in the water. You just get the low consumption ones and the water level's lower.
Yeah. Wow. But no wrinkles.
So. Mm.
Yeah. I mean,
that's nice.
You definitely want less wrinkles so that when you wear those chaps that you love so much in public, people won't be scoffing at how wrinkly and raisin-like. I mean, come on. Does it get any more vain than that?
So should we start a Kickstarter?
Are there more veins or less veins?
I think it's the same amount of veins.
Yeah, the veins, they're just more visible.
Yeah.
If you decrease or reduce wrinkles.
Yeah.
You guys, we're all 37 right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like this would maybe be the perfect time for us to start a Kickstarter to get this procedure done on all three of us. I mean, imagine being able to take your shirt off at the beach and just feel like yeah, I'm 26 again.
Or whenever I'm 26 running again and I sit down on a park bench, I can just pop both boys out the bottom of my shorts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you accidentally don't sit on them.
I mean, I'd like to talk to someone who's had this done and just see how his life's improved because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he'd go on for hours.
Yeah. I may have misspoke. According to this article, which is from the Daily Mail, I actually don't think it does a lot for wrinkles. For that, there's a different surgical procedure that they can perform for that, but the Botox will not do a ton in that area.
Wow. So you have to get two separate procedures before you're perfect down there.
Yeah. In terms of results, they say injecting the Botox helps with sweating issues, but won't have much of an effect on wrinkles. There's lots of loose skin in that part of the body, and an injectable treatment is just not the right thing.
So if you do everything right and you pay all the money, you can make your scrotal parts. Mm. Instead, they won't look like a deflated balloon. They'll look more like a basketball.
They'll look like an older Beverly Hills woman's face.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get some money raised, and then one of us can have this
Kickstarter?
Done. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if we can raise enough money through Kickstarter for one of us, then we can have a contest to see which one of us gets to have the procedure.
Oh, we should have some sort of a contest. Yeah.
Yeah, between just the three of us.
All right. So, Dan, do you have any stories from the bolt hole?
I only have one story because this is, I worked a couple of days last week, so I didn't have a lot of time.
Should I sing the theme song to Danny's bolt hole first?
Why wouldn't you?
Danny's bolt hole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check out what's in the bolt hole. I was going to do something more about like sticking your eye up to the bolt hole.
Yeah, take a peek inside. It's a bolt hole. It's Danny's bolt hole.
That's better. Danny's the musician.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was just faking it till I made it.
put that in your book. You can have that song.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So, guys, I got a question for you. Today, I'm going to start my story with a question. All right?
Okay. Ooh.
Who will go bankrupt first if your neighbor wins the lottery?
Oh. Who will go bankrupt first if your neighbor wins the lottery?
Yeah, that's the way.
Between you and the neighbor?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, statistically speaking, the lotto winners always go bankrupt.
Right, they always do. That's the sad story. But in this paper...
The neighbors also go bankrupt?
Yeah, actually, living next to somebody who wins the lottery is terrible. So if your neighbor wins the lottery, Tyson, you need to move right away.
What if your neighbor wins Survivor?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's kind of like a lottery in a way.
Tyson, did any of your neighbors go bankrupt recently?
Probably all of them.
So the higher the lottery prize, the higher the value of flashy assets purchased by the neighbor, who in some cases then have to file for bankruptcy themselves.
Yeah, they got to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, keeping up with the Joneses, that whole thing. And it's saying that they did some research into the people who live around those who win the lottery and found that a lot of them quickly file for bankruptcy because they're in a race to keep up with those who have just won a lot of money.
So the move is once your neighbor wins the lottery, you have to move?
Yeah, you right away. Don't allow them to buy anything. Just get out of there as quickly as you
can. Get out. Like, we got to move. Hurry. Keep a bag by the bed in case somebody in your neighborhood on your street wins the lotto.
Yeah.
Usually the lotto winners move themselves because they don't want to be in the poor part of town anymore.
Yeah, Danny, what if your neighbor wins the lottery and they move? Are you okay?
Yeah, you're fine. It's all down to what you said earlier, Rob, about keeping up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. It's just that you try to match their spending and you just can't because you didn't win the lottery.
Yeah.
Well, the chances of being the neighbor of a lotto winner are double the chances of actually winning the lottery because there's a neighbor on either side. So we have far greater chances. And if you live in like a duplex or probably a fourplex or something, which is an even more common occurrence in lotto winners, goddamn, dude, you could quadruple your chances.
Yeah,
we have four times the chance to be a neighbor of one of these lotto winners.
Yeah. Did you hear what Bob's doing next door? He's getting scrotox. That's it. We all take the money out of the kids' college savings. I got to get it too now.
That seems like one of the procedures you can just lie about having.
No, people will know.
You need, because the guy is so proud that he had it done that he's always showing people.
He's showing people.
It changes the way you walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying, oh, walk with you swinging your legs out anymore, like out and around every time.
Yeah.
You know, the
touch,
problem?
Touch this. You won't believe how not sweaty it is.
Yeah. Just touch it. Feel it. You feel how soft that is?
Yeah.
I mean, let me feel yours. Too.
No, almost gross.
That is so sweaty.
Here's the card of my guy. tell him Bob sent you.
Yeah. I get $25 towards my next Scrotox for every person I recommend.
Yeah. Tell him Lotto Bob sent
Lotto
you.
Lotto Bob. That's the hashtag right there, right?
Sure.
Lotto Bob.
Yes.
Okay. You would change your name to Lotto so and so if you won, right?
You wouldn't be Scrotox Bob at that point?
Scrotox Bob could be also. I was just thinking, if I won like $1.6 billion in Powerball, I would just go by Lotto Tyson from now on. And anybody who refused to call me Lotto Tyson, I would spend my fortune.
You would move next to them. You should buy the house next to them.
I would move in next to them on both sides. So then expand. I double.
Expand. All right. All right. So I don't know how we're going to top this. Okay. So Lotto Bob is the hashtag. Danny, anything else?
No. The other problem is all the people on Facebook are pumping out. They're finding all the good stuff. It's as if they've gotten into my bolt hole and they're rifling through all of my.
That's fine. Well, you could just, give us all of the, the bolt hole stories from Facebook. I think that's fine.
Well,
just dig a little bit deeper for those bolt hole stories, man.
Yeah, guys, I'll work harder because it's just, there's so many people and they're pulling up such great stories that I'm not really able to scoop anything in a bolt hole.
All right. Well, great stuff here tonight. And this was a special episode of News AF.
Very special.
Very special episode. All right. So, Tyson, safe travels back to the mainland.
Okay. Should I read a review?
Sure, if you have one.
Yeah, I'm opening one right now.
Leave us a review at newsaf.news.
Heck yeah. And how do people leave stories for us?
Send them to us. Email tips@newsaf.news, or you could post them in our News AF Facebook group, Group AF. Search for it on facebook.com. The social network.
Dude, our Facebook group is growing like cray.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Actually entertaining.
Oh.
5 stars.
Yes.
Rob Tyson and what's his name? Manny?
Manny, yes.
I guess I have to change my name now.
Deliver actual factual news that is somewhat NSFW, but always entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, we are SFW.
Well, I don't know.
Depends what your W is.
We've been doing a lot of genital stories. Maybe we need to do less.
If you're a millennial,
I think as long as you use the medical names, I think that that's fine.
Okay.
Then it's science.
Like the scrotum.
Right.
Hmm.
I highly anticipate the news episode dropping every week. If this trio were an 80s boy band, their name would be Newsboys AF. That might be our new hashtag.
Yeah, I think that trumps it.
Thanks, Sarah GD1234.
Yeah. Okay.
Newsboys AF.
All right. Well, we didn't even get to talk about today the man who got bitten on the penis by a turtle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll save that. Put that one in your own bolt hole, Rob.
Save that story as well. I bet the turtle would look good after some Botox.
Oh
my
so
gosh.
Good.
It would take hundreds of years.
Maybe the guy got some Scrotox and the turtle was just like, oh yeah.
It was made it too attractive.
I'll eat that.
Yeah. All right. Well, great stuff, of course. So use the hashtag Lotto Bob. Tyson's on Twitter @TysonApostle. Danny is @DannyBrightson. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the podcast version of News AF. And thanks to Jen Manning, one of the 38 people that Ken Bone follows on Twitter. Join us next week when we try to find out if Ken Bone is still a thing and much more here on News AF. Subscribe to News AF, newsaf.news on iTunes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Danny, play us off with some mouth trumpet.
No, Rob is so much better at it.